Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. So they say you can't plan for the unexpected, but whoever said that obviously didn't know about Aflac. You probably know the Aflac Duck, but you might not know what Aflac can do for you. For example, did you know they pay cash that can help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover? If you get sick or injured, Aflac pays cash that can be put towards copays and deductibles to even non-medical expenses like rent or your mortgage payments. It's completely up to you. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
Welcome to part two of our interview with Stephanie Boddy about leaving the house on Pulteney Road. Do you believe that there may be something still attached to you that's not necessarily coming out on any sort of regular basis or at all? But the fact that you have these reactions to this day when you try and wear a cross necklace or things of that nature?
I would like to think no, but I still can't wear it. I have no justification to why I can't or why it makes me ill. So all I can think is, I didn't inadvertently try and get rid of what we had connected with. Just literally dropped all ties. I'm no longer friends with the people who, because I left the school. I was badly bullied. Nothing to do with that. But I left the school. And made new friends, and I was just able to cut off everything, basically. I'm still friends with Alec. I'm still friends with the other guys who got involved later on in my life. But I think I was just very lucky. I always looked at it with the fire and the grave going. I always looked at it as that was kind of the end. I don't know if it's because, when we went to the cemetery, the night that it happened, I know that we did a seance and we were asking it to leave. We were asking it to leave over and over and over again. And then obviously that happened. None of us could believe it. I mean, it was probably possibly nothing to do with us being there, us doing the seance, that there was this fire at the same time. But then there is, in my mind, the thought that it was connected, and it was almost like, because it wasn't good what I connected with. And so we just took that as it was. I mean, it was just amazing when it did happen. It was unbelievable. The whole of that, what happened to me, was unbelievable, looking back on it now. I don't know. I think that I do have some kind of attachment. I've seen things recently in the house that I'm in now. We hear things. I mean, my husband was a complete skeptic, not even a skeptic. He was a non-believer. Mm-hmm. And he used to laugh at me. And I tell him the stories. I told him the stories of the house on Pulteney Road. It was the reason why I wrote the book. I remember we went to the Maldives and I sat there for probably 2 hours just telling him the stories. And he said, as a joke, why don't you write a book? And I was like, okay, yeah, I will. And that's why I come home and I wrote the book. And then it wasn't until we moved to the house that we're in now that he started hearing and seeing things. I don't know whether it's because obviously I am slightly spiritual, perhaps. I don't think it's that in this house. I think this house has definitely got its own little, I don't know, life going on besides the living.
Sure.
he would definitely believes now. I don't think he'd like to admit it, but he does.
Did you like it better before he believed, or when he where he now does believe? Because I could see that being a kind of a relief for having these things follow you all the time, and then kind of being always surrounded, having someone to kind of almost help you dismiss some things to kind of help push your mind away from time to time. I can understand that dynamic.
To be honest, though, I would. I am a skeptic.
Yeah.
So I believe, but I have to, I need to see. So if I go on a ghost hunt, and I used to go on loads before I had children, I went thinking this place is, nothing's going to happen. And when people are saying, oh, did you hear that? It annoys me. But then a couple of times we went to the bunker. There's an old bunker in Essex in Brentwood, and we went there, and probably actually that was the first time my husband was like, wow, okay, yeah, something's going on. We went down in the cellars and we were stood in a circle, and basically everybody heard it. I had these headphones on and I heard it first, but these, like, they sounded like massive boots just walking around a circle where we were all stood. And my husband felt someone shake his shoulder, and he screamed. It was just so funny because he went there going, oh, this is going to be rubbish. And he was the one screaming. So the best bit for me was seeing him suddenly believe, because from someone being such, I mean, his parents don't believe, you know, they go to church, you know, you live and you die and that's it.
Yeah.
Which was pretty much how my mum felt before she met my dad. I think you have to witness it yourself. You have to, because otherwise it's just a load of nonsense, isn't it, really? People going on and saying this, that and the other, and you think, well, I've never seen or heard anything, so how can it be true? So I think you do, seeing is believing, definitely.
Sure. Let's go back to something you had mentioned earlier in the conversation about your grandfather, and how when you were very young, you seemed to have knowledge of songs and things from his era, things that you would not have just picked up upon from watching television or anything of that sort. Do you believe, and this also goes back to what your grandfather had said to your mom of, you know, I'm going to come back in some way to prove to you. Do you feel that knowledge that you had, that in some way it was him there kind of teaching you these things as a child, or giving you this information and that's how you had it? Or we could go to the whole other extreme of, do you believe that you may be part of your grandfather reincarnated in some way, shape or form?
I think definitely the latter, as crazy as it sounds.
Okay.
I mean, I know for a fact I would remember if I had seen a man, or I would have said to my mum, a man told me to do it, or, you know, this, that and the other. I was a very confident little girl, so mm-hmm. I wouldn't have kept my mouth shut about nothing. I think what's strange is my granddad always used to say, I'll come back and haunt you. He always said it. It was a joke he had, but he never did come back and haunt anyone. The only time he ever come back was before my mum found out she was pregnant with me, literally days after my granddad had died. My nan heard people talking upstairs. This was going back to the house on Pulteney Road. She heard people talking upstairs. She went upstairs and the voices were coming from the front room where my granddad always did the Ouija boards, and she could hear my granddad in there talking as if he was hosting a seance. And she went in the room and she collapsed in floods of tears. And yeah, it could have been grief, it could have been anything that made her hear that, but she believes that she heard him. Now, besides that, and that was before my mum found out she was pregnant with me, no one was haunted or visited by my granddad. And the only thing I can think is that's because he came back through me. I mean, I'm sitting here now thinking, oh, can I think into my granddad's thoughts or something to get a bit more clarity on it? But no, I can't. But that is what I believe. Whether it is that or not, I don't know. But he had so much energy, so much passion that I just feel if he could come back, which I believe people can do, he would have done. So yeah, that's what I believe. That's what my mum believes. And probably many of my family who were involved in the house on Pulteney Road.
As an adult, have you had any moments where you feel that, or not even as an adult, but just as, you know, as a more of a conscious individual beyond those early childhood years, have you had any moments where you look at getting knowledge sometimes, other than the possession type experiences, where you mm-hmm. feel like this bit of knowledge that I have about something, even something mundane and maybe not very important, but suddenly you just have this information. Have you ever had that where you felt like, well, this would be something my grandfather would have known, but I have no way I would know this, where it's just kind of there. It's just kind of this little piece of memory information that you're conjuring up, but you don't know why you have this piece of information.
No, I wouldn't say. I wish I did, but besides possibly a really good understanding and interest in history and world wars, and getting an A star in history, No, I picked up a lot. I honestly just had this fascination with the war, the First World War. My granddad was in the war, so I don't know. Possibly that's kind of it. And I'm probably grasping at straws there, but no, nothing. I wish I could say yes, but no.
Sure. I mean, it's just an interesting thing to ask. This is another very much opinion-based question, but I'm wondering about this. If it is, in fact, the case that you are essentially, you know, the spirit of your grandfather is in you, or you are the reincarnated version of your grandfather, and this is how he's come back. You are him. He is you. Mm-hmm. If a living person in their past life does what your grandfather did, essentially conjures up a lot of spirits, a lot of ghosts, whatever you want mm-hmm. to call it, and then ends up having attachments because of all of that, that follow him around through his living years, can those attachments mm-hmm. then follow that person if they come back to this world as another individual, as like what you say you believe could be your case? That it's an interesting thing to mm-hmm. to discuss. I've never asked that question. I don't think I've ever thought of that question. Yeah. But that would kind of explain the extreme amount of haunting experiences and interactions that you've had. That maybe mm-hmm. some of this all originates back to the things he was meddling with that still are in fact following yeah. him around today, and now you around today.
Yeah, that's really, really interesting. Never, ever thought of that. I've never thought of it like that. But yeah, I suppose that could be possible, couldn't it? I think spirits definitely can attach themselves. And I almost know that because of the spirit that followed my uncle Rich, mm-hmm. The woman with the long hair, who leant over his bed, who leant over his cot. Yeah. When he had his little girl, Claire, his wife saw the same woman leaning over her, and she has seen her since. And so I definitely think that. I think that spirits can have an attachment to people, rather than being rather than haunting a house. I think they definitely cotton on to people, and yeah, perhaps that's why there's people and things that I've seen that I don't know who they are. I don't know, you know, what they are.
Let me ask you this, and this is another opinion-based question, because it's a really interesting perspective that you have on all this. How common mm-hmm. do you think it is that spirits or souls are reincarnated in a familial line, essentially, where a grandfather or a grandmother dies prior to the birth of a grandchild down the line, and then they come back in that form, where the lines of the souls really stay quite linear? It's not just randomly kind of going out there to this family and that family, but in fact, it's almost you're back in queue as the line goes forward. which would be interesting because in some ways it explains sometimes where children, oh, you have so many traits of the grandfather that you never met or the grandmother or whatever, where it's like, that's, you're so much like that person. Well, if you look at it from that perspective, that's an interesting observation.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually quite a big believer in reincarnation. I think it definitely can happen. For an example, going probably slightly off track, we lost our cat, our family pet, in October. It was devastating. Honestly, it was the worst thing that's ever happened to me. He died very suddenly. He had saddle thrombus, so he woke me up one night paralyzed from the waist down, and died shortly after. Honestly, it was awful. Anyway, I strongly believe that an animal, and this is not talking about humans, but I believe that they can come back. And I started by chance speaking to a breeder of the same breed, a British Shorthair. And I've really felt this strong connection with her, and I don't know why. And she is moving back to Thailand. So she's a Thai lady, and she breeds these beautiful cats. And I said to her, are you breeding any more before you go to Thailand? And she said, possibly once. Yeah, possibly once. She said, I'll stay in contact with you. And anyway, 2 weeks ago, she contacted me and she said, I put my cats together. And she'd already sent me the pictures of the parent cats. And she said, I've put them together and I'm coming back from Thailand. She's gone on holiday and she comes back in February. And she said to me, I'll let you know if she's pregnant. And I just have this feeling. I mean, I know it's probably hope because obviously we lost Gizmo in such a traumatic way. But I just hope that the cat is pregnant because I just have this feeling that it could. It sounds ridiculous coming out of my mouth, but I just have this feeling that it could be Gizmo coming back because I had no intention of getting another cat. If her cats aren't pregnant, then I wouldn't get another cat. It's too soon. But I just, something just led me to this woman, and I just had this feeling that she is going to be pregnant, and then I get my Gizmo back.
Yeah.
And so I just totally believe that if there's so much love or so much passion or something like that, then somebody can come back and come back to the same surroundings and the same family. Totally. Because I always said the same with Gizmo. He loved this house so much that he would come back. He would haunt it. And me and my husband, we used to call him every night. I held his fur, and I mean, I haven't done Ouija's or callings or anything. And I used to sit there with his fur in my hand and just beg for him to come back. And he never did. We heard his cat flap a couple of times, but I knew he weren't back. And now I think, is it because he's going to come back in a different way? Yeah, I do believe that, totally.
That wraps up part two of our interview with Stephanie Boddy about leaving the house on Pulteney Road. Thank you for supporting our program and keeping us on the air. We could not do this program without your support. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I am Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, There are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.